Up to the Mishnah on the very bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah is discussing a kli that was heated up, water was in the kli, and now he wants to put water, cold water, into this kli after the kli was taken off the fire. And the Mishnah says the following: Hamecham Shepino. So we have this kli that was on the fire heating up water, sir katan, otherwise known as a kettle in English. And he heated up water and then he cleared out all the water. Lo yitein litocho tzonein bishvil sheyichamu. He's not allowed to put cold water into this very hot kettle in order to heat it up. Aval nosinu litocho, but if he wants to put cold water into the kettle, not to heat it up, but to warm it up, or into a cup of hot water in order to warm up the cold water, that he's allowed to do. And the sugi is going to analyze the difference. This is all based on a gemara that we had on Daf Mem Amud Beis, in terms of a kli rishon, which is capable of cooking. Kli rishon is mevashel. And therefore, if you were to take cold water and put it into a kli rishon, as was addressed here in the reisha, this Mishnah, that would be bishul. Now, if, on the other hand, although you're not allowed to add cold water to a kettle that was removed from the fire in order to heat it, but just to warm it up, as we'll see in the sugya, that would be okay. And the case of adding cold water to a cup of hot water, that's already in a kli sheni, and the purpose is that he wants to warm it up. It would seem that this would be okay if he's putting into a kli sheni. And we would have guessed, if not for the Mishnah, that there would be no restrictions in adding water to a kli sheni. But the Mishnah says that water into a kli sheni is warmed but not heated. It's not cooked. So this is going to be a big machlokas later on in Daf Mem Beis, whether or not you can actually heat up water in a kli sheni. Maika Amar. The Gemara immediately asks, what does the Mishnah mean? In other words, what does it mean, pinohu? When does the Tana hold that you're allowed to add water into this kettle that was removed from the fire? When are you not allowed to? Omer av adav armasta hachi komar. Hamecham shepino mimenu mayim chamin. So he emptied out this kettle of hot water. Lo yitein litocho mayim tzoninim mu'otim. He should not add into this kettle, pour into this kettle, a small amount of cold water in order to heat the water. Kidei sheichamu. And that's prohibitive. And when he puts a small amount of water into this kettle, it's definitely going to get heated up. And that's going to be bishul on the mayim. I will note saying the socho mayim merubim, if he's adding a larger volume of cold water in such a way that it won't be able to get hot, but kidei lafshiron, it'll only take off some of the coldness. That's mutter, that the Mishnah allows you to do. And that's called lahafig es tzinosam. We had a Gemara earlier, and we'll have a Gemara again later on, about why they didn't prohibit adding water for the purpose of taking the chill out of the water, and why aren't we afraid that it might come to bishul. Now, reading here from a note, as far as Rav Adabar Masna is concerned, when you're allowed to put in larger qualities of water, right? But it would seem that mayim merubin you're allowed to. Ein zarak mishum shepino me'amecham es kol ha'mayim shahoyu bo. In other words, this heter is not just because he cleared out all the water from the kettle. Ela af mecham shelo pina mimenu es hacham in shahayu bo. Even if there's still hot water in the kettle, mutal aseis litocho mayim merubim, you're allowed to pour, volumes, serious volumes of water in a way that it cannot get heated up. That seems to be the implication here of Rav Ada Bar Masna. And the Mishnah could have taught us this din, even in the case of a mecham shelo pino mimenu esacham, and even if he hadn't emptied out the kettle from all its water. But the Mishnah wanted to tell us that even a mecham shepino mimenu esachamin mutol aseis l'socho mayim rubim. That's a bigger chiddush. And in Mitzvah Shem, as we go along, we'll see why it's a bigger chiddush that even in a case where he emptied out the kettle, he's still allowed to put the water in if it's a case of Mayim Merubim. Okay then. Now at this point, we want to turn to Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara asks Akasha, why is it permissible to put Mayim Merubim, a large amount, quantity of water, of cold water, into this mecham, halo mitzarev. In other words, forgetting about the iser of bishul, by being mechamev the mayim and heating up the water, we have a different iser to deal with, and that's called mitzarev. And the tzarfim, who are the people who were in charge of creating metal utensils, they would harden the steel of the metal by adding cold water after the process of making the metal was completed, because by adding cold water that strengthens the kli itself. Now, the Gemara Masechta Yoma, which deals with the question of how to warm up the cold water of the mikveh of the Kohen Gadol when he went in to the mikveh so many times during Yom Kippur, and the Gemara there assumes apparently that tziruf to be mitzarif is only an isur derabbanan. But Tosis there in Yuma Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis says that tziruf bedavashu kli is midaraisa, and that comes on the Gemara Malacha. Davasha eno kli, like for example there in the Gemara, they just put in a piece of metal, some sort of a stretch of metal, that's already not a melacha d'oraisa of making a kli, because it's not a kli. But here in our Gemara, the Gemara's question is that we're dealing with a case of a kli. This mecham is a kli, and you're now strengthening it, and that would be an iser of gemar melechas asiyas hakli, which we could assume is a tolda of Makkah B'Patish. And Tosis, at the very beginning here of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, says that the Gemara Lechor could have answered that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the mecham, this kettle, did not reach the level of heat where if you add cold water afterwards, it would be mitzarif the kli. But since the Mishnah said in unqualified that mecham, it seems that we're talking about a mecham that's very, very hot, and it reaches that level of heat where cold water would be mitzarif. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Shimon he, that our Mishnah reflects the famous sheet of Rabbi Shimon, Tiomar, Dover Sheni Miskavi Mutter, and here, when he adds the cold water to the kli, he has no intention to strengthen the kli, and it's a case of davar sheni miskaven. And the logic of Rabbi Shimon, as the Gemara seems to indicate in Masechta Yuma over there in the sugya of Mitzarev, is that meleches machsheves osra Torah, and we derive all the melachos from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan will set up a meleches machsheves, and if he doesn't have kavana for the asiyas hamelacha, then That's not called Melechus Machsheves. And other Yisurei Torah we derive from Shabbos. Now Tosus, Divra Maskel Mecham, a very long Tosus here, says that it's not Vadai that if he would put a large amount, a large volume of cold water into the clear of Vimitzarev, because otherwise we have what's called a Psikresha. The Gemara, when it asks the question of Mitzarev, means we should be Choshesh, maybe the cold water will strengthen the metal of the kettle. But if it would be Vadai, then even Vadai Mitzarev, then even Rav Shimon would be Moda, that you're not allowed to put large amounts of cold water into the kli because this would be a psik ratio. The Ritva goes even a step further. He says it's possible that this particular kettle was already mitzurof way, way before this situation. The mayim tzonin in the cold water that he's putting in now would not add any tziruf, or at least possibly would not add any tziruf. And that which we interpret Rav Ada Bar Masna, the Mishnah is Mecham Shepinam Imenu Asachamin, that we wanted to interpret the Mishnah like Rav Shimon, who holds Dover Shenim Iskavim Mutter. That's because we paskin La Locha later on in Daf Tzadihei like Rav Shimon. And if the Mishnah does not say explicitly that this Mecham, that he took out the water, is a case of Rabbi Yehuda where he was miskaven, or even if according to Rabbi Yehuda he wasn't miskaven, that's not indicated in the Mishnah. So we certainly can interpret the Mishnah as referring to, or reflecting, I should say, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon of Dover She'ina Miskaven Mutter. Abai asked the following kash on Rav Ada Bar Rava Midi Mecham Shepinu Mimenu Mayim Ketoni. The Mishnah doesn't say Mecham Shepinam Imenu Mayim, but rather Mecham Shepinohu Ktoni. And this language of the Mishnah seems to indicate that he was Mefana the Mecham itself from the Esh. He took the kettle off the fire. The water, the hot water, is still inside the kettle. Where does it say Shepinam Imenu Samayim, that he took out the water? And Tosus says that we find in the Pasuk in Vayikra that the language Pinui is used for Dorashe Roknu Mimenu, that's something that was emptied out. And that would perhaps support the Gemara here. Abai was asking, Mide Mechem Shepinu Mimenu Mayim. Now, Abai wants to say not that he took the water out of the kettle, he took the kettle off the fire, but yet the word pinui seems to mean, at least in the biblical sense, it means that you took something out of something else, like upinu es abayis, you took the kelim out of the bayis. Satosis, not here but elsewhere, answers that when it says that the Lashon pinui is on a dovra mitaltel, that we take something that's movable and we move it. When we use the language of pinui for dover kavua, then enochinav b'mefana mimenu es mashe nimtza bo. And therefore, in our Mishnah, the Tana uses the lashon pinui on the mecham, which is a dover metaltel, and in the Tana of our Mishnah has in mind that he took the dover metaltel and moved it, which Abai says it means he moved the kettle off the fire. El Amar Abaye, therefore Abaye reinterprets that Mishnah, not like Rav Ada Bar Ava, and he suggests that Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah has in mind, Amecham Shepino, he took the kettle off the fire, V'yesh Bo Mayim Chamim, and it has hot water inside of it, Lo Yitein L'tocha Mayim Mu'atim, Mishil Shichom, Avol Nosin, Socha Mayim Merubim, Kedei Laf Shiron. You're allowed to pour into the kettle a serious volume of cold water and mix it together with the hot water that's still inside this mecham. And he's going to warm up the cold water. And Abaye adds, "Umechem shepinu mimenu mayim." in a case where he took all the water out, lo yitein l'tocho mayim kol ikar, should not put any water in it at all, not even a vast amount of water, neisha mitzarif es hakli. And therefore the Mishnah reflects the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, diomer dov shedim es kamin osur. So at the end of the day, we have two interpretations of our Mishnah. One way of learning the Mishnah, which is the approach of Rav Ada Bar Masna, is that he took the contents of the pot or out of the pot, and even though by adding cold water he's mitzarif, but never he might be mitzarif, but nevertheless we're holding like Rav Shimon, Tovashenim is kabi mutar. Whereas Abai says no, he didn't empty the kettle of its contents, but rather he took the kettle off the flame, adds a large volume of cold water, and that cold water becomes a little bit warm. He takes out the chill, but he doesn't boil it. And as far as mitzarif is concerned, in a case where he empties the kettle of its water and then pours cold water on the kettle or in the kettle, that would be mitzarif, and that would enochinam be asur, even in large volumes of water. Because our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Yehuda that Dover Shenim Eskavin is asur. Now, according to Abai's interpretation, when he pours cold water to mix it with the hot water that's in the kettle, so the Urayim, one of the Bali Atosis, says he has to pour the water bevasachas, mayim merubim bevasachas, shelo yishe bein shvicha l'shvicha. He shouldn't take any breaks between one pouring and another, because after he pours the first amount, then it could be it already heats up the water. Now, in a case where he empties the kettle of its contents, according to Abai, when we have a problem of mitzarev, then Tosus interprets lo yitein l'tochomayim kol ikar klal, which means that according to Abai, in a case where he empties out the kettle of its water, there's no shear whatsoever, no minimum amount that could be, less than that could be mutter. Any minimum amount is asur. And it would seem from Abaye that if you took the water out of the mecham, then it's asur. And mayim shepidu mimenu, mecham shepidu mimenu, mayim b'chol ofen, in all cases, any amount of water would be mitzarif the kli. There is a Rashi later on that seems to indicate that it's not any amount of cold water that's mitzarif the kli, but there is a certain minimum amount of cold water that could be mitzarif the kli. And then he writes, Yesh shir shal tzodinim she'inu mizbash lime amayim v'gamein mitzarifin also. There is a certain volume of cold water which, number one, would not be cooked in the mecham when you pour it into the empty mecham, and number two, it's not mitzarif the mecham. So again, we don't know exactly what that shear is, but there is some sort of minimum volume of water. So before we go on, let's just summarize that according to Abaye, a kettle that was emptied out of its water, there's a problem of strengthening, of hardening the steel of the kettle, and that would reflect the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. If, on the other hand, he took the kettle off the fire and it still contains hot water, then, although he's not allowed to pour in a small, limited quantity of water into the mecham, where there's hot water inside, but he's allowed to pour in a large quantity of water. But the water, the quantity would have to be so great that the mixture would not end up to be so hot that it would be yad so lettuce bow. Omar Rav, lo shanu elo lahafshir. When the Mishnah says that you're allowed to put a serious volume of water into the mecham, that's only in order to take the chill out of the water. Ela lahafshir. Aval litzarev osur. If he empties the kettle of its water and he pours water into the kettle for the purpose of being mitzarif it, that's asur. Ushmuel amar, afil litzarif nami mutar. And Shmuel says it's mutar, even though he is strengthening the metal of the kettle. So the Gemara immediately asks, how do we understand Shmuel? Litzarif lechatchila mishari? Are you allowed to be mitzarif? In other words, you can waver back and forth as to whether or not this is a violation of a doraisa, but chach, at least you got to grant us that there's at least an isa drabbanan over here. And if he had kavana to do so, then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that this is something that should be prohibited. So how could Shmuel imply that it's permissible to harden the kettle? This is an untenable position. And even Rabbi Shimon would say it's asur. Eliyit mar hachi, it might have to sort of reformulate this machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. Omar Rav lo shonu el shir lehaf shir. Avol shir litzarev asur, hu Shmuel omar shir litzarev muter. So Rav says that it's permissible to add cold water into a hot kettle, but only a measure of water that it's such a great volume of water that it'll only be warmed up. But if he pours into this kettle a measure that's great enough to harden the kettle, that's forbidden. So it means that this kettle will not be hardened unless it's filled to the brim with cold water. And the reason for that is that only metal near the rim becomes hot enough to be softened by the fire. The lower part of the kettle, which contains the water, is prevented by the water from being heated intensely, and therefore it doesn't need any hardening. So Rav understands the Mishnah as dealing with an empty kettle. He agrees with Rav Ada Bar Ava Bar Master's understanding that the kettle was cleared. But Rav holds that something that is unintended is actually forbidden, meaning a davar shenei miskaven, because Rav reflects the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Rav interprets the Mishnah as meaning that it's permissible to add a measure of water that is so great that it'll merely be warmed, not heated, but it's forbidden to fill the kettle to the brim, because then it might be hardened. And we're reflecting the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that even if he didn't have intention, nevertheless it's asur. Shmuel says, afilu shir litzarev. You could add a measure of cold water that's great enough to harden the kettle, meaning that you could fill it up to its brim. And here on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, it's mutter, and again, we have to assume that we're talking about a davar shenei miskaven. I mean, if it's miskaven, then for sure it'd be awesome, but Shmuel's matter because he's not miskaven. And even though Rav says that despite the absence of kavon, it's awesome, and that's because Rav reflects the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, on the other hand, accepts the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Lemeima de Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Sfirale. Shall we therefore assume that Rabbi Shimon was accepted by Shmuel? Davar shenei miskaven is mutar. V'amar Shmuel, Shmuel made a different statement that seems to contradict that. Mechaben gachel shel mateches b'shus harabim, b'shvil shel yezuku bo rabim, avalo gachel shel eitz. Shmuel makes a distinction between two types of pieces of burning I don't know what word to use, because in one case he's talking about a mateches, which is burning metal, and in the other case he's talking about gachel shel eitz, which is burning wood. I guess you'd call it a piece of charcoal. And we're talking about meleches mechabe. And meleches mechabe only applies to a case of wood. Wood actually burns, and therefore if you extinguish it, you violate meleches mechabe. A piece of metal glows, but it doesn't really burn. And although midrabanan, you're certainly not allowed to extinguish a glowing piece of metal, but that, you know, that isur derabanan doesn't apply when there's potential danger. You know, it's like a makom sakana, which he calls kedesh lo yazuka bo rab. So there, the rabanan allowed it. But if it's a gachelas shel eitz, then extinguishing a fire from a gachelas shel eitz would certainly be a violation of aleches mechabit. So the Gemara asks, v'isalka daitach, sarolei, ki Rabbi Shimon is afilu shel eitz nami? We should certainly be matir, if we all like Rabbi Shimon, davar sheni miskaven, even a case of gachel shel eitz. Now, here we don't seem to be discussing a question of davar sheni miskaven. There's no indication here that when he extinguished the gachel shel eitz, he had no kavana. This already is a reference to a different machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, which we touched on in the past about a davar melacha shein tzricha legufa. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayav. And if we assume, for argument's sake, that Shmuel accepts Rabbi Yehuda in a case of melacha shein tzricha legufa, so here, when he extinguishes the fire of this gachel shel eitz, that's called a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Now let's try to understand why gachel shel eitz is a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. So I'll read to you this note. He says, "Al kol kibui kazeh hu melach shein tzrich legufa, sherei eino tzarch sheyeh lo kan davar shebir v'kiba, elu tzarech akshik tiskalik eish mikan." He's trying to get rid of the fire. In a case of a drabbanan, he said drabbanan extinguishing the fire for the sake of the public safety will allow him to do so. But if he wants to get rid of the fire and he's going to violate a melach doraisa, then the drabbanan cannot allow that, unless it's pikuach nefesh, but in the absence of pure pikuach nefesh, this would be awesome. So, for example, here, if there was no fire to begin with, that would be great. He doesn't want the fire. So, even though he's extinguishing the gachel shel eitz, this fire, that's only awesome min rabbanon. In a case of hezek shel rabim, Shmuel was matir, but in a case of gacheles shel eitz, which is not a drabbanon, but it's a doraisa, and this despite the fact that he doesn't need, you know, to take the pecham, you know, he doesn't, that which is being consumed, the eitz, is the gacheles, is not in any way on his radar screen, that's not what's motivating him. And the Gemara explains that this is the final answer of Shmuel, to explain Shmuel, but davar sheni miskaven savor lo k'rab Shimon, but melacha shein tzricha legufa savor lo k'rab Yehuda. In other words, the Gemara in the Hamina, for some reason, we don't know exactly why, made the equation between the two, or shall we call it an interdependence between the two controversies between Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. One controversy with regard to davar sheni miskaven, the other with regard to melacha shein tzricha legufa. And now the Gemara is making a fundamental distinction between the two. And you can certainly accept Reb Shimon as far as davar sheni miskaven, but yet accept Reb Yehuda as far as melacha shein tzricha legufa. So it'll be make it like Reb Shimon. And in a case of davar sheni miskaven, where he didn't have any kavanah to do this, then certainly we can rely on Rabbi Shimon. And that would be the case, for example, that we discussed before of the Mitzarev, where he's not interested in strengthening, hardening the Kli. And therefore, it would be Mutter, according to Shmuel. That's what he said before in Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, Afilu Shir Litzarev Mutter. Because he has no Kavanah to be Mitzarev, the Mayim in the Kli. And in the case of Kibui Gacheles, where he is miskaving to the Leches Mechabe, but he doesn't do it for the same purpose that they did in the Mishkan, he has no interest in the Pecham, he's only interested in getting rid of the fire and extinguishing the fire. Here, Shmuel holds that we don't derive from Mishkan the specific Kavanah, the Tzorach that he has to have. And therefore, he accepts Rabbi Yehuda's Shita that Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa is chayav. In fact, Rambam does paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Most Rishonim don't, but the Rambam does. And Shmuel accepted Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa chayev like Rabbi Yehuda. Hence, in the case where he had kavana to be mechaber the gachel shalitz, we're dealing with the Melach Doraisa of Kibui. And he would be chayev for this. We cannot be mekil simply because kidei shlo yezuka bo ramim. Mashenkein, as far as kibui be gacheles shel mateches, here this is not real kibui, as we said before, and at best it would be an isa drabana which they would mekil kidei shlo yezuku bo ramim. Omar Avina Hilkach, from the fact that Shmuel says that you're allowed to be mechaber gachel shel matetzus rabim because the whole issue is drabbanon and they didn't make this gzera in the case of Ezek rabim, kotz pirshus rabim, if you have something a little bit dangerous in rishus rabim, like for example a kotz, some sort of thorns that are very sharp, is molicho pachos pachos mikashir. That he can carry it away for public safety, even if it's in Rishu Sarab. Now, the shear of Havaris Rishu Sarab is 4 amos, and he is going to take it pachas pachas shear. He'll carry it 1 amma, then he'll take a stop and take a break, another amma. He'll keep moving it for a distance of less than 4 amos. Ube Carmelis, where the whole Issa tilt is only Drabbanon to begin with, so that the Issa of Havaras, Chefetz, Arba Amos, Be Carmelis is Drabbanon. Afilu Tuva, let him take the in one Akir, one Anoch, he'll do the full 4 Amos. And the reason for that is because Drabbanon don't insist on their Issa Drabbanon in a case of Kidei Shelo Yazuku. Kidei shlo yezuku bo rab. So let's just see. It translates coats as thorn. Fine, the public domain, that's what we said. And he's allowed to move this thorn less than 4 hours at a time through the public domain, through the rishus harab. Okay then. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Avol no sein ma'im tzodinim l'tocha mecham o l'tocha kos kedei laf shiron. Now the Gemara wants to deal with this case of mixing cold water with hot water in a kli rishon and a kli sheni. In the case of water that's omed l'shtia, he wants to drink it, or water that's omed l'rechitza. Tan rabbanon, we learned in a braisa, no sein adam chamin. A person can pour hot water, even from a kli rishon, l'toch hatzonen, into cold water. Because we have a principle called tatoi gavar, which means that since the water is stationary in its place, that tatoi, the bottom water, is gover, it has the upper hand, so to speak, and wins this boxing match vis-a-vis the water that's being poured into it. So it's not that the hot water that's going into the cold water is heating up the cold water, but rather just the opposite. The cold water on the bottom, that's stationary, is cooling off the hot water. So the hot water is not boiling up the cold water, and therefore we're in a process of poshrim, of hefsher. However, velo ya'ara, right, he's not allowed to pour it, sonein litoch chamin. And the implication here is that this applies even in klisheni. So it means that if you have hot water, really boiling hot water, that's stationary in a kli, even a klisheni, and you pour cold water into the hot water, then the hot water is gover on the mayim she boim laleya. So the hot water is now heating up the cold water. And that's the shita of Beit Shammai de Reb Shammai. Beis Hill Omrim, Bein chamin l'toch tzonein, ubein tzonein l'toch chamin, mutter. In both cases, where the hot water is going into the cold water, or even if the cold water is going into the hot water, it's permissible. And again, we're going to have to see why Beis Hillel would permit it, and you can't say because of Eloi Gover, we're holding out Tatoi Gover, so by pouring cold water to hot water, L'chora, the hot water is going to heat up the cold water, but we're talking about a cliché, as we said before. And Beis Hillel hold that cliché ate a mevashel. And that's what he qualifies now. When do we allow him to pour cold water into hot water? That's only because. That means a cliché. And the water is omed l'shtia, as we're going to see soon. You know, he wants to drink the water from a kus. And since he wants to drink the water from the kus, he's not interested in heating it up too much. So now when he pours the cold water into the hot water, he's really just interested in cooling off the hot water a little bit so he can drink the hot water. And it's in a klisheni, and therefore we assume, halachically, legally, there's no way that he can be mevashel the water, the cold water that's coming into the hot water. In a klisheni, in a kos. Avol biambati. Now we're talking about water that was heated up in a bathtub for purpose of rechitza. And that's called a kli rishon. Is then chamin l'toch tzonin. If the bathtub water is cold and he's pouring in hot water, that's okay, because then we're going to say tatoi govar, and what you're doing is basically cooling off the hot water. And even though it's a kli rishon, but tatoi govar in this case means that the cold water on the bottom is going to cool off the hot water coming in from on top. But v'lo tzoni l'toch chamin, it's absolutely forbidden to pour cold water into the hot water in the tub, because the hot water in the tub is a kli rishon. That's what Rashi seems to indicate. Now, again, exactly why this ambati is a kli rishon, we have to figure it out exactly. What's heating up the water in the bathtub? Maybe we could talk about a Beis HaMerchatz, where the water is heated up from the fires that come up from the cellar through the vents, if you recall. But in any event, we have a third shita here. Rabbi Shimon ben Asya Oser. Rabbi Shimon ben Asya goes even a step further, and he prohibits pouring hot water from the ambati into cold water. And the Chidush Aran says that Rav Shimon ben Asya holds She'iri litzonenin mikli rishon mevashel kikli rishon. So again, what he's doing here, according to Rav Shimon ben Asya, is he's pouring hot water from the ambati. And again, exactly what this ambati looks like and how he's able to do this, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those movable tubs, and he's able to tip it over and pour hot water into cold water. And now we're talking about iri kli rishon, because the water was heated up in the bathtub. Not sure how to engineer that, but let's just assume. And iri kli rishon, according to Rav Shimon ben Asya, is mevashel. And Omer Rav Nachman, in fact, paskins halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, that if you're taking the water from the ambati directly and pouring it into cold water, that is prohibited. That's the way Rav Nachman paskins like Rav Shimon ben Asya. Now, the Gemara is going to address the issue now of hot water in a klisheni, which is omed l'rechitza, and that's called a seifel. Savarav Yosef l'meimar seifel, which is a kli, shenosnim bo maim l'rechitzas yodayim v'raglayim, is hareyu kiambati. Even though sefel is certainly a klisheni, and its water is not for shtia, it's only for a chitza, but nevertheless, apparently it's like an ambati. He wants the water to be very, very hot, and he wants to make this gzera. Omale Abai says to Rav Yosef, Tni, we have a brisa, that Rabbi Chiya's brisa, that says explicitly, sefel ain't okay ambati. Sefel has a din of a kos, it's a klisheni, and even though water that's omid l'rechitza, you're allowed to pour cold water into this klisheni, and it's not mevash. So let's just review this. Rav Yosef was inclined to say that a sefel, he translates this as a wash basin, is treated like a bathtub. Although the wash basin is a klisheni, and a klisheni and a mevashel, but mirabbanon, you're not allowed to add cold water to it, because one normally maintains water in a wash basin at a very high temperature, and it's similar to a bathtub. So if Yosef wanted to make an equation between a sefel, a wash basin, and a bathtub, even though a bathtub is a kli rishon, whereas a sefel is a kli sheni. And Abai says, well, we have the brisa of Rav Chiya that sefel eino kembate. A wash basin is not to be equated with a bathtub. And there was no Issur d'Rabbanan about adding cold water into a sefel, into a wash basin. The Gemara now wants to analyze the Havamina of Rav Yosef. When Rav Yosef considered this equation between a sefel and an ambati, the sefel arek ambati, the Omer of Nachman, halacha ki Rav Shimon ben Menasya, Rav Nachman had paskin like Rav Shimon ben Menasya, who is opposed to pouring hot bath water into a tub of cold water. So Rav Yosef's original understanding, his position was Sefel Hareyu Kambati, Ubechol Mayim Ha'omdim L'Rechitza, in any water that's designated for bathing, Omru Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel say, Also Loses L'Tochon Mayim Tzonanim. And Rav Shimon ben Asya said that even Loses Mayim L'Toch Mayim Tzonanim Osur. So that what we have is a double Iser. We're saying that, according to Beis Hillel, you cannot pour cold water into Mayim Ha'omdim L'Rechitza. And according to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, even to take L'Oseis Mayim L'Toch Mayim Tzonanim, to take Mayim Ha'omdim L'Rechitza, and pour it into Mayim Tzonanim is Osur. Omer Rav Nachman Alok Rav Shimon ben Menasya. So now we have to ask the following question. Al Shabbos Rechitza Bechamin Leka. In other words, is there no possibility to take a bath on Shabbos in hot water? If the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos for the purpose of Rechitza, then we won't be able to wash and bathe ourselves on Shabbos unless we add Mayim Tzonanim. Because if it's too hot, then you can't possibly go into the hot water. Now, Rav Shimon ben Asya just established that you're not allowed to take mayim in a sefel and pour it into tzonanim. Back on Daf Lamed Tes, we learned a brisa that you're allowed to wash on Shabbos at least panav yodav v'raglav with hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. And how is this possible according to Rav Shimon ben Menasya? Because again, the assumption is that the water here is very, very hot. And if the water is so hot, you're going to have to cool it off by pouring cold water into the hot water. And according to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, who says that it's also even to pour hot water in a sefel into cold water. So the Gemara is assuming now that Rabbi Shimon ben Asya oser af loseis mayim hachamin shebesefel or mayim omdim rechitza l'toch tzonanin, that pouring hot bath water into a tub of cold water is prohibited. And the Gemara doesn't understand how you're going to wash your face, so to speak, in hot water on Shabbos, hands and feet, etc. Because, right, in the case of, again, I keep insisting that the water was heated before Shabbos. Now, the water that was heated for Shabbos, heating for bathing, has to be diluted with cold water. So, according to Rav Shimon ben Menasya, and we accepted that la'alocha, at least Rav Nachman did, so you're not allowed to make this dilution in a bathtub. Now let's assume a wash basin is treated like a bathtub, then there's no way you can perform this dilution. So for example, let's say you had cold water in this wash basin, and now you want to pour hot water that was heated on Erev Shabbos into the wash basin. And this dilution is going to take off the extreme heat of the water that was heated. So that's forbidden. Because again, let's just emphasize for the third time over that according to Rav Shimon ben Asya, to put Mayim Chamin into Mayim Tzonenim is Asur. You cannot pour hot water into a cold water basin. So the Gemara answers, no, you're misunderstanding Reb Shimon ben Asya. Mi savris Reb Shimon ben Asya sefer koi. He's referring to the sof divrei abraisa that said that according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to take hot water from an abati and pour it into cold water. And then he's coming to tell you, no, that even hot water into cold water is also, no, a reisha koi. Rav Shimon ben Asya is referring to the beginning of this brisa. The brisa is talking about mayim l'shtia. And the brisa says that Beis Hillel matirin bein chamin l'toch tzonein, bein tzonein l'toch chamin. In a kos sheni, it doesn't matter which direction you're pouring, it's always mutter. And on that, Rabbi Shimon ben Asya oser losei tzonein l'toch chamin. So the iser is by pouring the cold water into the hot water in the kos. But the other way around, to pour the hot water into the cold water, which we want to do in order to dilute the hot water, to make sure that the hot water is a little bit diluted with cold water, that Reb Shimon ben Asya would allow, even with regard to Mayim Hom Demiruchitza. And that's how we can wash our hands and face in hot water on Shabbos. We're going to pour the hot water into cold water in a wash basin. So the Gemara says, Lema Reb Shimon ben Asya Diomer Kebeis Shammai. Should we assume therefore that Reb Shimon ben Asya holds like Beit Shammai? Because in the Brisa, Beit Shammai were quoted as saying that you're not allowed to put cold water into hot water in a kos, even if they're omdim l'shtia. Again, we're saying that Reb Shimon ben Asya would allow you to pour hot water into cold water, but not cold water into hot water. Then they're identical with Beit Shammai, and we don't want to assume that Reb Shimon ben Asya passed like Beit Shammai. Hachi komar. This is what Reb Shimon ben Asya meant in the Brisa. Lo nechleku Beit Shammai ve'sil v'dover zeh. As far as pouring cold water into hot water in a klisheni, everybody agrees that that's aser. Even Beis Hill would aser it. Because when he pours the cold water into the hot water, the hot water is very hot and it's going to heat up the cold water. And even Beis Hill would accept that. So the machlokas between Beis Hill and Beit Shammai is going to be in the opposite case. When he's pouring hot water into cold water, then we'll apply tatoi govar in a klisheni, and Rav Shimon Asya agrees with Beis Hill that's mut. Okay, then we'll stop here. So we're up to Omer Rav Huna Berei Rav Yeshua here on Daf Membeis Omer Aleph.